Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Thompson Mike for HCR 1036.
House will come to order. Members, please take your seats or take your conversations outside. We're having a difficult time hearing this morning. House will come to order. Clerk will read.
HCR 1036 by Thompson of the House, a concurrent resolution urging the United States Congress to not reduce or repeal tax incentives for domestic oil and natural gas.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized to explain your resolution.
This resolution asks Congress not to repeal the drilling incentives for small producers.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the resolution? Representative Kiesel, you're recognized for a question on the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, do we have a budget yet to vote on? It seems like we have a lot of work to do this week. Why are we spending so much time trying to tell Congress how to do their business?
Representative Kiesel, would you suspend members? Representative Kiesel, you're recognized to repeat your question, if you would, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, the point being, why are we spending so much time in the last 2 weeks of legislative work in this body trying to tell the folks in Washington how to conduct their business? We told them how to conduct their business in November.
I'll tell you, Representative Kiesel, that we have a lot of small producers here in the state of Oklahoma that produce a lot of jobs and provide for a lot of families here. And we want to make sure the folks in Washington don't de-incentivize our small producers from keeping those jobs going here in Oklahoma.
Representative Wright, John, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, were you aware that this morning Congressman Bourne was on the radio addressing how this would be a jobs killer for the state of Oklahoma and negatively impact our budget? Were you aware of that?
I was not aware of that, but I'm sure then he would be in strong support of HCR 1036.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Thompson moves adoption of the resolution. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor? There's been a request for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on adoption of HCR 1036. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes no. Representative Key votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative McMullen votes aye. Declare the vote.
78 aye, 4 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the resolution to be adopted. Mr. Floor Leader.